The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Our Father, we receive mercy from you this morning. We feed on that which you have made ready. We come into the feast that you have prepared. Lord Jesus, grant us grace to be able to feed and feed to life in the name of Jesus. Your table is furnished. Help us to eat all of it and drink all you have provided. Lord, grant me mercy to minister to our soul need. Make us see you. Make us see you just as you are. In Jesus' name. Amen. As is a desire in my heart, I will always say, I come under our Father, Reverend Busu, in the house. I come under mommy. I don't have my own word to say this morning. But you see this matter that Daddy has been discussing about the matter of sacrifice. Then last week, he went into will. How many of you enjoy that? You know, he said he didn't teach anything different from Sunday last week. That was beautiful. Truly, he did not. By the time I listened to it, I said, wow. Just like he just turned it over and over again. This matter of will. Say will. I like, you know, in that meeting, some people were saying, Yoruba is terrible. Yoruba has the same word for will. And love. And actually, that's the summary of will. That's the summary. Daddy began the discussion on Wednesday by saying that God actually is love. God is not just love because He loves. He is a love being. He Himself is what? Is love. We are a house of many young people. If you want to love without God, you are a sinner. Brothers in the house, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Marriageable brothers in the house, shout hallelujah. Even the marriageable brothers themselves, they are afraid. You know? I don't know what it is with the marriageable brothers. They don't want to hear marriage. But some 10 years ago, we were dragging sisters from under you. Eh? If we count when you were 17, 18, we are begging you not to touch sister. We are begging you don't do girlfriend and boyfriend. You will still steal keys behind class. You will still touch behind one corner. Now it's time for you to come now. You refuse. You say you are trying to be responsible. Let us see you first. Brothers, if you love without knowing God, you sin. Because there is no love you want to love without knowing God, that you will be able to do it well. Let me tell you, without your love, they will collect out your love, they will finish it, they will still insult you. That's why after 2-3 months, your wife feel like insulting that your coconut head. She'll just look at that your head that used to be very fine and say, this man's head looks like coconut. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody was talking to me through the week and said she met a lady. In 1 year, she's feeling she made a mistake. I was more happy when I was not married. You want to make a woman happy without God's love? Whoa. In the night, just make sure that you're not sleeping too much. Somebody will soon kill you in your bed. Because a woman is trouble. If you love a woman without God, it's trouble. You will give her trouble. And by the time she's giving you the trouble back, no, she will give you problem. No, trouble and problem is different. Trouble, she will give you problem. She will multiply it, make it robust, package it well, and give it to you, Lord Indy. But we don't have such here. But do you know it's possible to have such here and you are covering it with clothes? Yes, let me say it well. You can have it here and the two of you will come to church the same time. You will encourage each other. You will. Konishe sosita. Because you, the man, will carry more shame. When marriage does not work, the one who has more shame is the man. It's not really the woman. Because you refuse to know your father, who is love. It's like the son of a trillionaire who decides to live as a pauper for no reason. If you don't know God, you cannot love. And love is not a feeling first. Because God did not just feel to do for you. So your cry cannot change his hand. Oluwa! God does not feel like that. If anything, if you cry and he hears you, maybe out of his magnanimity, grace, but that's, he doesn't give you his love like that. He doesn't. So God is love as a being. He is love. Then he is love because of who, you know, God is not man. So God is in himself. Before creation happened, he was in himself, with himself, by himself. So love is an eternal wisdom that was brought into creation. Love is eternal. They allowed it to come down because without love, we can't understand them. That was why Jesus, when he labored to a point, he began to tell the disciples, he said, I go to prepare a place so that where I am, you can be there also. You don't get it. It's not just that. It's not a lame promise, because if they don't get there, their togetherness will still have timeline. After a while, they will no longer be together. If Jesus does not journey the apostles to the domain of love, that's why on Wednesday that he said, until God has the will of man, he doesn't have the man. Because man, male and female, is feminine in their soul. Do you remember that? So every being is feminine. God is the only masculine. In the spirit. He's the only being that Jesus is the only being that can marry the soul. And that's why to understand, even to married men, if you are not journeying in the love of God, well, your wife will soon use up the love that you have. When she uses it up, she will ask for more. You don't understand. You know, it's women that have love language. Have you heard that caption before? He doesn't understand my love language. It's only women that have love language. And the only persons, people that know how to speak it are the men. Because a woman is a being made to always receive love. If she's not receiving love, she's not she. A man was made to give it. A woman is made to what? To receive it. Daddy said that's why the scripture says a man should do what? Love his own wife. Because a woman always wants to receive love. What does that mean? Our soul was made with a fiber to always constantly receive love. And that's why they said about the soul. The soul of a man, if you give it the whole world. Have you seen that? If you give the whole world to the soul, he will receive it and do what? Ask for more. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world? Lose the soul because he will still ask for more. Do you ever think man's need will ever come to an end? No. As far as there is one soul, there will always be a need. And that is why man must desire on time. You must agree that you are a feminine soul, whether you are masculine or feminine. Agree that you are feminine. So that you can begin to look for love where love truly is. And that's why when Satan came, where he targeted was love. The thing, what happened in the garden? Let's go to Genesis. Let me not talk too much. Let's go to Genesis. This matter that happened in Genesis chapter 3 was a battle of love. Verse 6. He said, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. Three things that speak out pleasure. First, good for food. Man is made to feed. Our body feeds. Our soul does what? Feeds. If somebody say, I love you, but refuse to give you his food, does he really love you? Wait, you have a classmate, maybe in ADME or Unimed. This person is your friend. For the last 3 years, you became friends in 100 level, and now you are in 300, right? And for the past 3 years, he has never given, if you meet him eating something, he will, once he see you, he will cover that thing and keep it. If you enter his room and he was eating before, he will close the plate and keep it. A brother wants to see you, carry you to eatery 3-4 times, spend the money to feed you. What do you say to your parents if they don't provide food for you? Do they love you? Food. Good food is an object of love. That's why when a woman loves her husband, she wants to cook well for him. When you are a woman that does not labor, say, well, Katimule saying, that's what I can cook. If you cannot eat this one, leave it. They said there is salt there, you leave it. There is pepper there, you should leave it. There is too much oil, you should leave it. Ah, no, you don't love your husband. Abby? So to bring the woman to a point, the woman agreeing here is not just Eve alone. It's both Adam and Eve that were feminine at this point. Good for food. To see that what the enemy had was good. To feed on. They did not just say was food. Good food. They were convinced. Do you know that some women, some man can marry a woman because of good food? Bagbe, leave will of God. Leave will of God. Well, sisters, don't play with that thing. That thing, don't play with it. And I, as your pastor, I will not side you if you don't know how to cook well. Brothers like to eat well. And it is good for sisters to learn how to cook well. Not just cook. In this generation, it's just cook. Stop learning how to cook on YouTube. That thing is a lie from the pit of hell. You go and use your data to learn to cook rubbish. Come and meet mothers. Eh?
Come. Mental can to bone. So, boom, 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 boom. Bone to bone, bone to bone, 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 bone.
Wow. Pastor, Pastor May, please help us. It's clear. The message is clear. The Lord needs some of you to get married. And this matter is what is causing the delay. Because you'll be a trouble waiting to happen. So let's hear what the Spirit has to say.
For there is an access before you.
Mm-hmm.
There is an opening before you. But you need to take away even the leaven that leaveneth the whole lump. This little leaveneth the whole lump. You need to take it away. For it is wisdom, ancient wisdom. Even that which was revealed to the patriarch and matriarch of old. For Sarah dressed the kid. Sarah dressed the kid. She dressed the kid. And by so doing, she welcomed even emissaries to her house, to her abode. For you can learn the skill of dressing the kid. You can learn the skill. You can become part of you. It is a requirement for this estate. It is part of what we do to accept you into habitations in the spirit. For food is a part of our allocation for you, even in the spirit and in the natural. So we want you to master the art of learning to do it well. For your mother, Sarah, dressed the kid. Your mother, Sarah, has capacity to welcome angels even into her abode because she learned the skill appropriately. So I would not have you ignorant. I want you ladies to be able to do it well. For your part in even your domestic activity with your husband will not be complete if this is lacking. For many have many are due for the estate of marriage. Many are due for the estate of finding their bone to bone. But I want you to be solid. I want you to be thorough. I want you to be well-rounded in all the demands. Because this is one of them that you need for this season. This is not a wisdom that is fleshly. This is not a wisdom that is sensual. This is an ancient wisdom. This is a wisdom that is very true to the core and the foundation for which I have ordained you to function in that estate. So I would not have you ignorant. I want you to sharpen your skill in being able to do it well. For in doing it well, you will not just feed your husband. You will not just please the man. You will bring emissaries even to your abode. You will welcome angels in your household, said the Spirit.
God cannot have a man to himself whose wife is not a wife. If a woman takes good care of her husband, then God can have the man. Even if you as the man, you know how to cook, teach your wife. Teach her inability for a female not to know how to cook is Satan spoiling that soul. The labor of a woman in the kitchen is not that you should stay in the kitchen for hours, but the wisdom of turning raw food to a delicacy. The Holy Spirit is going to teach you there how to make the soul. The process of how, what the soul. Most things I got to understand, I understood it most in kitchen. The knowledge is there, but the understanding of it comes more when you are in the labor of turning raw to become a delicacy. That labor of wanting to satisfy another with your labor is selfless. Most times, ladies want to finish up and then you go and pray. It's true that you should not stay in kitchen aimlessly. If you stay with the Holy Ghost in the kitchen, he will teach you how to turn raw to delicacy. And you cannot finish doing that. When you do that over and over and over, you are feeding your husband, feeding the people that God put around you with your time, your energy, your resources. You can't remain empty. And the Lord needs more, those who do not know how to do it at all. If the Lord can do that with me, he can do that with anybody. I used to tell people, I did not know how to cook. I was taught in this house. And then the Holy Spirit took it over. It must be a burden in you to want to give pleasure to another. If Reverend tells you he's coming to visit you in your house, can you cook soup for him? So, you know, some sisters, you don't care, you don't bother. You will not cook sacrifice for him. It's not a corn and palm oil. It's not burnt offering. In the last 1 year that you have cooked, some sisters, you can't say that you have not had burnt offering. Then you call it smoky jollof. You are a liar. You are a liar. That was not the intention to start with. You turned it to smoky jollof. If your husband does not have pleasure from you, God cannot have pleasure from you. And you as a sister, you are desiring to marry. Make yourself desirable. Concentrate on the Lord in your soul building. You can't be learning Holy Ghost and you are empty in kitchen. It's not possible. It doesn't align. It does not. It means that you will be a cake unturned. You will do well in praying. Maybe you can sing very well. You can pray very well. You can maybe even go and evangelize very well, but it will not be inside you. Because kitchen kills. You know it kills? To stay in kitchen, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day for 24 years, 52 years. And it kills. But there is a life that should burst forth. Hallelujah. Pleasant to the eyes, a treat to be desired. These three things are just the things that have to do with soul. And that was how Satan spoiled the will of man. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's it. You see this, the will. Daddy was saying that the way we are seated here, you are three beings. And to be a sacrifice, the three has to be one. God does not want to receive from our spirits, ignoring our body. That's why you can't say you are serving God with your spirit, but you are sinning with your body. You are a liar. Your body cannot be participating in willful sin. And then you say, my spirit is holy. I'm serving God with my heart. But you are committing fornication with your body. You lie with your tongue. You steal with your hand. You say, it does not touch my spirit. No, it's not like that. Because in Romans chapter 12, said you should do what? Present your bodies, spirit, soul, and body as what? Spirit cannot be living while soul is dead. That's not a sacrifice. So when man believed that the enemy could give him pleasure and fulfillment of life from what he can eat, what he can feel, and the kind of life he lives, his will was corrupted. Satan did not say man should stop hearing God. No, he went directly to the seat of his will, because the most essential part of a man is his soul. Say soul. Your soul is your most essential part. And the most essential part of your soul, the nucleus of your soul, is what? Is your will. That was where Satan corrupted. He's a very wicked being. That's why they call him that wicked one is wicked. So you see, that man that God began to say, Adam, Adam, you know, is he heard God's voice? Is he heard God's voice? But he was already corrupted. He was already corrupted. And because he was corrupted, that place that can love God could no longer love God. But that's why it's called Ife. Will is Ife. Love is Ife. At that point, sending man out of the garden was the highest love that God could have for man. Hallelujah. So you see, that place, the same place that Satan knows that man we used to love God was where he went to sit. Even if man was still hearing God, he was already corrupted. And God knew that that sickness is not something you can just wish away or pray away. No, because he did not get there in one day. And he knows where Satan was going to. Do you know that what Satan wanted to do was to make man to go and put his hand and eat of the tree, right? And then man will become just like him. He will be calcified for life in sin nature. So God sending man out of the garden was great love. Great love. And then he put his guard around the tree of life. If man ate the tree of life, Satan will also eat of that tree. He will eat of it. Though he was an everlasting being, he wanted to become more than everlasting. Abi? Had he said it now? That everything that was in heaven was what he desired. Right? After he finished stating his desire, nothing was remaining again. So he wants to be that seed of God. Imagine that. Satan has a tall dream. But we thank God that God raised another body. Say another body. God raised another body through Christ, through Jesus. He raised him and made his soul. The will of Jesus in 33 years was totally taken over by God. In fact, by 30, for them to say, this is my well-beloved son. It is that in is his will. His will was ready for God. His will was ready for God. Hallelujah. In whom I am well pleased. Jesus was raised a being that Satan has no addition to his will. They were able to make sure that the will of Jesus was totally inoculated. Hallelujah. So we see that for man, the effect of what the enemy did in him is not just to make him sinful, but was to take something from him where God could rest. And if God cannot rest in man, man can never rest. I said that last week. If God cannot, the rest of man is God. And if God cannot rest in man, man cannot rest. So when Jesus came, he started preaching rest. Come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Rest because the soul has plenty, the disease of the soul is lack of rest. There's nothing God will give man, no blessing, nothing, except the gospel that can give man rest. Let's see Psalm 103. Let's go back to that scripture. Since the day the Lord has been opening this scripture, it has been a mystery to me that man was like this for all the years before Jesus came. The law could only give momentary succor, but did not really fully deliver him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that he said here, this all is his will. Is his will, his things. And all that is within me bless his holy name. If all does not bless him, God is not blessed, or God is not pleased. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth? The benefits of God is to remove sin, or to give power of willingness to the will of man. Give energy to the will of man to be able to love God. Because before, without the gospel, man lack capacity to love God. He says he loves God, but he soon falls out of that love. Very soon, he falls out of that love. He lives in a way that by the time they summarize everything he has done, you cannot really say that he loved God. Hallelujah. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thine diseases? The disease of man is sin. Is sin. And sin can never allow the soul to rest. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. We'll take the reading from verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves what? Treasure upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. What Jesus is saying here is that put your treasure where you can go and rest. When your treasure is in a place that you know that it can corrupt, you know that thieves can break through, will you rest? That's why they say rich people, when, or maybe businessmen, big businessmen, when their goods is coming en route from the sea, will they sleep? No, they will not sleep, oh, until they give them a call at the seaport to say, oh, it has arrived. He did not capsize. So what is actually the problem with that man? Is that his treasure is in a place where anything can happen to it, and he will not be able to hold anybody responsible. So Jesus is saying to us, don't ship your treasure through sea. Don't ship your treasure through air. Anything can happen to, right? No, some people say they will never travel through air. They will never, if you are still in the car, if it is on land. Even if tire remove and the car turn upside down, people can still remove you, Abby. What if the ship go and turn capsize? God forbid. Who will come and save you inside the sea? If it's in the air and anything happens, when it's landing, what happens to it? Some people say, Kojabo saw me, Ewolo Daju. Those things we watch in movie does not really exist. Actually, the trouble of man, you see, that's why since the day that man ate of that fruit, one thing that Satan will always use to call his attention and we always respond is fear. What if, you know, Satan is telling you now, what if you clock 30 now, nobody, since you have been in this church 2-3 years, come ask anybody, one ma kwe kwe ko lo pray. They did not say you should go and pray. Oh. Eh? What if you are 32? You have done your 31st birthday. What if, this person that is coming to you, and say you will not attend to him. What if? What if you marry this sister and she does not? You know that his sisters that don't have womb that used to go to church. Uh-huh. What if she lived that life before she joined? Child, remove her womb. What if? What if you never get a good job in Ondo Town? What if? What if? You see that thing? It's where Satan sits to control you. Because nobody hears what if and will not respond if you have not found out what is the hope of your calling. What? If you don't know the hope of your calling, give me that Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. If you don't know the what that Christ has to give you, we answer what if. Oh. Yes, you will answer. The same gospel that the enemy preached in Genesis to Adam and Eve, and they believed, was the same gospel Jesus is coming to say, don't lay your treasure there. You see those three things, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. If your treasure is there, moth, we do what? We feed on it. Thieves. The thief, who is the thief? There's only one thief. It's Satan. Hallelujah. So give me that Ephesians. Oh. See? The eyes of your understanding has to be enlightened to know, number one, what is the hope of his calling? What the riches of the glory of his inheritance? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? These three words has to happen for you not to answer or respond normally the way unbelievers respond. Because Ephesians said that we must not attend to the world the way unbelievers do. If these things don't continue in, you know, you can know it at a level and you don't continue in it. You may marry, you may have married and you married well, but you stopped attending to this issue of what is the hope of his calling. You stop attending to it. Very soon, it will bring another fear to you. You may have all the children you desire to have. In fact, you don't even want more. Go and tell your wife. Go and lock the place up so that there will be no accident. No bolu watife. No Ebenezer. Uh-huh. Don't want that type. No railboat. No, those are the names of accidental. You may have done all that, and yet you have not, the Lord has not gotten the seat of your love in your soul, corruption will still catch up with you. You may have overcome fear on your own life. You are okay. But have you overcome fear in your children? Have you overcome the fear of when you are 70, 80? What will life be at that time? Have you overcome that fear? Have you even seen it? Some of us are not yet seeing it until you clock 50. Before you, when you clock 40, you say, No, that old age is coming now. You have been plucking some few white hair. You are now having hair, white hair in places that you can't pluck. Now you know old age is certain, right? What will happen at that time? You know, I'm coming. I'm not really, this is not the way I wanted to go. But if the Lord is not winning in the place of your will, you can be a believer. Yes, you can be a Christian, believe in Jesus, tongue talking, but God does not have you. Because where they put their image on, they put their image on the heart. That's where they put their seal on. Jesus said to those people who came to tempt him, we should not pay, since you say everything should be for God now, so we should no longer give Caesar, we should not pay tax again. We should always give everything to God. He said, no. Whose superscription is on the coin? Whose image? Brethren, when you stand before the Lord, you can be a believer. Your soul will reflect the image whom you have lived on throughout your time on the earth. then you will know you have not done well. Hallelujah. But we'll never get there in Jesus' name. Here on earth, we'll begin to look into the perfect law of liberty so that his image can be repeated on our souls. Because until that is done, where our will has been made a sacrifice. That was where Jesus got to. Jesus became a sacrifice. He became a body. He said, sacrifice and offering, thou wouldest not. That's not what you are looking for. Imagine how the scripture we read today, how many of you enjoyed that numbers? Uber. When some people, where they have got to 40, they now went to check. How many of you went to check the last verse? Kini yo ton, ko ton. By the time you saw 80, if we did not read this scripture in church, some of us will never finish it. How many chapters have you left half? Go back today and go and repent. Go and read all your chapter. But you see that all those sacrifices. Daddy said all those sacrifices we read in Leviticus, that was how they made the soul of Jesus a living sacrifice. See all the sacrifice. See how, you know, we just read sacrifice of 12 tribes. Abi, that's all we read though. But you see, what they did for the first, they did to the last. The same measure, the same kind, the same. Why? Because let me tell you, the Lord said to my heart this morning, he said, every soul here I want. You may not end up holding mic like me. But God wants to write his law upon your heart. Because it's not he that holds mic. Eh? That loves. Hey. Hey. It's not he. It is not holding mic that show that you love God. It is he who has the table of your will. You see that heart? Those, how many shekels? Oluwao. 130 shekels, 70 shekels, 10 shekels. I like that one. You see, let me tell you. It must be complete. They did not say because they used to love Ephraim and Manasseh, they should reduce their own to 59 to 69 shekel. It's complete. And the blessing is that every prince was able to give everything. You know that the prince giving is not the prince, it's not the wealth of the prince. The prince stood for the entire tribe. I say we will give all the offerings. Hey, wait. Where other assemblies are having offering to give, Ondo will not be lacking. You don't get it. That our number is not by male and female. It's by those who have been added to the church, such as should be saved. Our souls in this season will begin to receive number. You know, I was checking in my heart, should I talk about household? I was asking pastor. She didn't give response. Just checking in my heart. If you are not part of a household in the assembly yet, please don't go home today without writing on a sheet of paper. Just write on it. That thing that Satan tells people, that when you are too close to church, you lose your life, is because Satan wants to kill you sooner or later. People have lost credibility in being close to pastors in church. Your experiences are true, but they are not true in God. Your experiences are real, but in the face of eternity, they are totally insignificant. And it is because of those flimsy experiences in God that is real to you, that pained you, that is making you make decision to be distant from pastors. If you are not part of a household, which means that through this week, nobody called you to ask you anything about your well-being. I, as your pastor, am not pleased. And when you are part of an household, make sure you use all provisions made available for you. Am I coming down to natural things? No. Let me tell you, you don't know what God wants to do in you and with you. God has been following your lineage for years just to get you. Some of your parents did not marry in church, yet God rammed your mother to say, some of you, his neighbor that started bringing you to church, neighbor. Everyone had to send angels to make sure that they get you before you get into the world. It's not for naught. Yet Satan will not leave you, even in church. He will still follow you. Because there is more death in church than outside. There's more chances to die in church than outside. Why? When you die in church, the weight of your death is heavier than when you're outside. If somebody gets offended in church, his offense is not easily healed than when he's outside church. All this is to make sure that your heart does not carry his image. The essence of your being here is that they want to make your heart a ready template. God wants to look down, and what he sees is his own image. It's not the Bible you carry. God does not see your Bible. When the heart is prepared for God, it's called a sacrifice. Do you know that's why Jesus kept shouting when he saw multitude? Because the next journey is to say, this multitude, if this multitude does not eat flesh, do you know why he said, if you don't eat my flesh or drink my blood, you are not part of me? Because his body has been made true sacrifice. Even the people in the world, when you want to count that you are part of a communion, they call them cults, right? If you don't eat the food that they prepared, are you part? The lowest form of initiation is what? Is feeding. Abi, they will give you a kind of meat to eat. They will give you a kind of flesh to eat. Abi, once you eat it, you can't say you are not part of them. Anywhere you go anywhere. And that's why Satan, but to eat his flesh and his blood is not cheap. It's not cheap. It's very costly, because that body is costly. The flesh of Jesus is what? It's costly. But let me tell you, the prophet said, come unto me, buy without money. I like that scripture. Buy without money. How we buy is to give ourselves to the will. Everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. He that hath no money, come, ye, buy. And do what? Say it. Say it. Some of us have not eaten. You have come to church, you have not eaten. Because you know that when you eat, you will no longer remain the same. Even Satan knows that the day you eat this flesh and drink his blood, he can no longer have you the way he normally has you. He knows. So we do everything to ensure that your table is not ready. Hallelujah. Amen. In this day, say, I will eat. Say, I will eat. I will drink. And the Lord will make that our desire possible in Jesus' name.
Come, a shook come, licko come, a swan de come, mentoria come, a shwa de kelly come.
Ahashika patelea valadosi siema neta. It is time to feed. It is time to feed. For the enemy destroyed man through food. My life will come to man by feeding. It is time to awaken your appetite. We are giving you meals to awaken your appetite. For it is a blessing to be hungry and thirsty, even for God, in this season. For the enemy has destroyed man's taste bud for God. But we have come with healings to restore again your taste bud, that your panting after God will increase. We have come to supply meals. Meals that will make you desire Him. Meals that will make you desire your Maker. Meals that will make you desire God. It is time to feed. And therefore we call for communion. For yes, you can eat the meal of the Godhead. You can eat this meal. You can eat it. And we are enabling you to eat it. For in eating is the perfection of your health. And in these days, many souls will come to health. See the Lord.
Amen. So let's just read that. It's accurate. Let's take Luke chapter 12. Let's take reading from verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. I want you to take note of some key words. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Do what? Do what? Do what? Drink. And be what? And be merry. Are you seeing him fulfilling what the enemy promised in Genesis? Eh? Good for food, pleasant to the eyes, and able to make one wise. Pleasure. Don't do anything. Be okay in yourself. Be merry. Be self-sufficient. I will say to my soul, take your rest. With your own, the labor of your own hands. Man was not made to function without his God. The day man believes he can function without God is corrupted. My soul, don't do anything. Oh, see, he's talking to a soul, not his body. Who planted? Who reaped? Is his soul. That's why the rest was for his soul. What he was rich in, he was rich with the things of man. He became rich with the things of man. This one is not money that he can spend. No, this man became wealthy in the things of man. He had much wealth. And he saw a life, a future, totally without God. And any soul that gets there is a lost soul. And is that not the gospel Satan is preaching to the generation of today? You can do everything you want to do without God. You don't need God. And God said to him, what? Thou fool. Imagine God calling somebody a fool. This night thy soul shall be required of thee. He didn't know that he was not the owner of that soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell somebody, say, I am not the owner of my soul. Say it very well. Say it to another person. Some people are not saying it to another person. I did not say it to yourself. Say to somebody, I am not the owner of my soul. I don't own my soul. Satan wants us to own our souls because he is the enemy of our souls. Any soul that gets to the point where he owns himself by himself will be destroyed. Because who owns the soul? All souls are mine, saith the Lord. Thy soul will be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that does what? We are not reading. So is he that doeth what? And is not So it's possible to lay up treasure and be what? And be rich towards God. It's possible to have plenty of money on this earth and you are rich towards God. But it's also possible to lay up treasure for yourself. To lay up treasure and be rich towards God means you didn't actually lay up the treasure for yourself. You lay up the treasure. That's in Matthew. You lay up the treasure in God. That's the only way that you can be rich towards God. Hallelujah. He said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. For the life is more than meat, and the body than raiment. Go on to verse 35. Can we read verse 35 together? Verse 35 of Luke chapter 12. You are relying on the screen. Are you there? So he said, let your loins be girt about and your lights burning. What gets the loins is truth. What enlightens the soul or heart is truth. We talked about the parable of the 10 virgins last week. We must not be those virgins who did not have oil in their vessels. We must labor to gird our loins about. And we must labor to keep our light burning. Do you know that there is an altar in the tabernacle of old where fire must not go out? Which altar is that? The altar of incense. Fire must not go out. Must keep rekindling the fire. The fire in our soul must not go out. Truth must continually burn in our soul. Continually. Are you a child? Truth must be burning. Are you a teenager? Truth must be burning. An adult? Truth must be burning. Male or female? Truth must be what? Burning. Because the day that the fire does not burn is a ready table for the enemy to sit. See verse 36 of Luke that we were reading earlier. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord. I want us to put attention to this matter. There is a clarion call for us to meet with the Lord so that we can journey with him. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may do what? Open unto him. How? How? Immediately. It is love that keeps us burning. And Jesus said, when I come back to the earth, will I find faith? It is love that keeps us burning. In the end of the times, the love of many will do what? Our love we must never wax cold. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, he that shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meet, and will come forth and do what? This is what Jesus is saying in parable. Though he was trying to explain parable, he still ended up saying, picking parable, because Jesus himself is a mystery. At that point, he was already a mystery. He took the apostles to come and teach this again by the light of the epistles. That he was describing this in TVP. That there is a coming that the high priest has to journey from the holiest place out to the holy place. If he does not take that journey out for the sake of the people who are knocking to enter, at a point, it's as if the Lord is the one knocking. At another point, we are the one on the other side. In this season, truth must be on the tables of our heart. Blessed are those servants. It means that not all servants we attain this blessedness. Whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find what? Watching. How do we watch? You watch with eyes. You watch with enlightenment. You watch with knowledge. Verily I say unto you, he shall get himself, that's the Lord, and make them to sit down to meat. Because that meat he will give them is meat for entrance into the holiest of all. And we come forth and serve them. Because that meal they eat is for breaking into the veil. Without that meat, they can't enter the veil. But there's something else they did to attain to the point where the master could come to them. Hallelujah. Our souls must keep knowledge. Our souls must keep knowledge. We'll pray this afternoon. Let's pray with these scriptures. Hebrews chapter 10. We must go this week with hot burden in our hearts to feed, to eat, so that we can enter. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering, thou wouldest not but a body as thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sins, thou had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above when he said, sacrificing and offering and burnt offerings, and offerings for sins thou wouldest not. The Lord is upgrading these matters to spiritual terminologies. Upgrading sacrifice, upgrading offering, upgrading burnt offering, upgrading sacrifice, offering for sin. There is an upgrade. And this upgrade is in knowledge that we know how to offer. And said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Can we read verse 10 together? By the which will we are sanctified. May we be sanctified by this will. Christ has offered the highest sacrifice of all. And in this sacrifice is what we have to feed on. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. In this season, we feed on the sacrifice. Jesus is the sacrifice. The body was prepared for. He got to a place where the only thing he can think of is to please his Father. And Daddy said it. The sacrifice is not that the sacrifice is not painful. It's not that sacrifice is not hard. But he had more knowledge. The knowledge of the love of the Father he has was more than the pain of the cross. What will the love of Christ make you go through? What will he make you do? What discipline will he give to you? We are praying this afternoon, asking the Lord for mercy. Prepare me a body. I want you to say that. Prepare my soul a body. Prepare me a living sacrifice. Prepare me a living sacrifice. You may not fully understand what it entails, but it's good to pray and ask the Lord for mercy. Prepare me a living sacrifice, a willing sacrifice. Prepare me, because it's in the sacrifice that we are consecrated. It's in the sacrifice that we are sanctified. Nalo sietala, shelemenendo eleka branda ya, endrevile beleke dianto la premeke shiakabaya. Take my will, O Lord, make it thine. Take my will, O Lord, let me not be self-sufficient. Let me not be self-sufficient. Let me not be self-sufficient. In the name of Jesus, take my will. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Brethren, we can love God. It's possible to love God, love Him with everything. It's possible, but sin makes it look impossible. Actually, with our present essence, it looks impossible. But you see, this prayer you are praying now, we open chambers of love in your soul. I'm not joking. I say chambers of love, depths. You will love God deeply. You will love God deeply. Can you pray? Say, Lord, prepare my body. Give me access to understanding these matters. Give me access of understanding. Give me access of understanding. Give me access of understanding. To love you. To see you more clearly. To love you more dearly. To follow you more nearly. Every day. Every day. Every day. Let every matter of my heart be a time of surrendering my will. Be an opportunity to give my will up. I give it up. I give it up. I give it up. I give it up. Help me, Jesus. Let the faculties of my soul be taken over. My emotion, my intention, my intuition, my will, my desire, my pleasure. Take it over. Take it over. Take it over. Take it over, Jesus. Take it over. Le passo te la prende le gebekeshia. Andrebile che rebele qua cabandela. We sang earlier, we said, we'll be thoroughly exercised in all we are hearing. Pray, pray for yourself this week. I'll be thoroughly exercised. I'll be thoroughly exercised. I'll be thoroughly exercised in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for mercy. I pray for your people as they go this week. Grace to thoroughly give ourselves to being exercised. We will not be weak. We will not be weary. We will not give up. We'll be aware of the work of grace that is going on within our souls. Through this week, we receive grace that the enemy will not rejoice over us. He will no longer be able to steal from us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We appreciate you, Jesus. Can you jam your hands together to Jesus this afternoon? Do it very well.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.